What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, wow. We have some major developments coming out of the Trump-Putin meeting that happened less than 24 hours ago in Alaska. It didn't even take one day, and now Trump has fully adopted Russian President Vladimir Putin's position on how to, quote-unquote, end this war. I put end this war in quotes because Putin's plan is one to delay, to give Putin more leverage and, over time, more land. Let's just start with the fundamental axiom that Vladimir Putin is a bad faith actor. He does not keep his word, and he will trick, deceive, and manipulate people to achieve his end goal, which is territorial conquest. Now, Donald Trump has just completely backed off of his plan that he had literally 24 hours ago to start a ceasefire, and now wants a peace deal. I'll draw the distinction in 1 second, but essentially, a peace deal allows Putin to continue to bomb and bomb and bomb while it's negotiated, while a ceasefire would be a short-term cease of the firing, ceasing of any sort of conflict on the ground. So a ceasefire would prevent deaths in the short term while they negotiate the peace deal. It's a few phases. What Putin wants to do is skip the ceasefire, jump straight to the peace deal, but in the process of this negotiation, continue to bomb and take land. Now, earlier, I made sure to draw this line that, you know, Putin's not a good faith actor. If we do give him any sort of peace deal, he will break it, just like he's broken the ceasefires, just like he's broken every other accord over the past 2 decades. But along with this breaking news that Trump has entirely abandoned his latest plan, we also have news that government papers found in Alaskan hotel are revealing new details of the Trump-Putin summit. This entire thing has been a mess. This entire administration has been a mess since the Pete Hegseth signal leaks that put U.S. troops in danger, to the Zelensky, you know, bullying in the Oval Office, all the way to this, a diplomatic disaster where the President of the United States is going on Fox News after the meeting and spewing Putin's words verbatim, saying that Putin told me this, Putin told me the election actually was rigged. Our president is so narcissistic, he doesn't know that he's being played. And I just want to say, we won't back down. We will allow zero kings in America. And if you like the shirt I'm wearing, no kings, you can click the top link in the description, or you'll see the merch in a banner under the video that you can click on, or go to shop.adammockler.com. I appreciate you all. Make sure you subscribe to the feed. And let's start off with this one. Government papers found in an Alaskan hotel reveal new details of Trump-Putin summit. Papers with U.S. State Department markings found Friday morning in the business center of an Alaskan hotel revealed previously undisclosed and potentially sensitive details about the August 15th meeting between Donald Trump and President Vladimir Putin in Anchorage. Oh, we can just click on it and see the exact pages. Let's run through this. Russian Federation bilateral program with President Trump, H.E. Vladimir Putin, Friday, August 15th. So there is the two-on-two meeting, expanded meeting and working lunch, which actually got canceled. A few of these things got canceled due to the fact that there was no negotiation, no concession. Interestingly enough, like half of the schedule got canceled or moved around. I can tell you for a fact, the joint press conference that's listed for an hour here did not happen for an hour. There was an hour-long joint press conference scheduled. It was like 7 minutes. Five of those minutes were Putin speaking. There was also an expanded meeting and working lunch that was canceled, entirely canceled, due to how awfully the meeting went. Zero concessions from Putin. I don't even know if you can call it a negotiation. Very, very quickly, here's Tom Nichols explaining how Trump doesn't know how to negotiate anything beyond a real estate deal.
Yeah, there's two things going on here. I think one of them is that Donald Trump simply does not understand anything that is not sort of flatly transactional. He doesn't understand anything that basically isn't a real estate deal. And so the idea that Putin is obsessed with Ukraine for other reasons, I think President Trump just doesn't understand any of that stuff and doesn't understand why he can't make a deal. And I think the other reason you're hearing this kind of talk from the president is, after all of this buildup, he's not going to admit failure. He is not going to walk out of there the way I think other presidents would have after a failed summit and be kind of stone-faced and say, we had a cordial, good interaction, but we didn't get anywhere, and now I'm getting on Air Force One and leaving. He has to say that it went great.
He has to say that it went great, and that is a scary piece. He is now spinning, and these documents just show it did not go great. The meeting that was planned did not happen. The press pool did not really happen. There was no press conference at all. I might have said the word press conference earlier, but let me just be very clear. A press conference involves the press asking questions during the conference. The press had no ability to ask questions, almost like it was Putin's idea to not have a free press in the room and say, we're not doing any questions. So here were the participants for the two-on-two meeting. It was going to be a one-on-one with Putin and Trump, but then they switched it to a two-on-two. Then it was a three-on-three. So they switched it multiple times. But the fact that somebody left these in a hotel is crazy. You also see the seating chart for how they're going to sit at lunch. On the left, you see Besant, Rubio, Trump, Hegseth. On the right, you see Putin, Lavrov, Yushchev, other aides to Putin. You even see the dinner course. All right, this isn't even the most important piece. As Jake Tapper points out, President Trump proposed, quote, serious consequences if Putin didn't agree to a ceasefire by August 8th, then he backed off when the summit came together. On Wednesday, he promised very severe consequences if Putin didn't agree to a ceasefire yesterday, then he backed off. Today, Donald Trump posted a truth that reads, a great and very successful day in Alaska. The meeting with President Vladimir Putin of Russia went very well, as did a late-night phone call with President Zelensky of Ukraine, the various European leaders, including the highly respected Secretary General of NATO. But this is not how it went. Let me explain in 1 second. It was determined by all that the best way to end the horrific war between Russia and Ukraine is to go directly to a peace agreement, which would end the war, not a mere ceasefire agreement, which oftentimes do not hold up. It was not determined by all. Trump just literally decided that after Putin got him to say that. If it all works out, we will then schedule a meeting with President Putin. But if you read the New York Times, after meeting with the Russian president, Donald Trump told European leaders he now favors giving up unoccupied Ukrainian land to Russia to end the fighting, a concession Ukraine has long opposed. And really quickly, listen to this. Did you guys know that Trump's new big ugly bill makes ICE the highest funded U.S. law enforcement agency? Well, most right-wing sources are not reporting on the facts of the bill. For example, American Faith, this right-wing news source, only reports this as Trump's deportation plan boosts American jobs. That's one way to put it when farmers are complaining about all of their workers disappearing, but other news sources that are more local actually report on the economic harm. So Arizona PBS reports, Trump's mega bill immigration provisions could add $1 trillion to the national debt. Those are two completely different interpretations based on the biases of the news source. That's why I'm lucky to partner with Ground News. They make it so much easier to get perspective on these important stories by pulling all of the sources into one easy feed to show each source's political bias, their credibility, and the news that is not being covered. I mean, some news, like the one on screen, is being covered 56% by left-leaning sources and only 20% by right-leaning sources. So if you want a more thorough view, click the top link in the description to get 40% off the same Vantage plan I use. That is $5 a month for unlimited access by going to ground.news/AM. The link will be right below the video. Just go click it right below or click the QR code on screen. I want to say thank you to Ground News and thank you to you all. So he now wants to cede land, and he was convinced to do a land swap by Vladimir Putin, partially because he's so desperate to make any sort of deal. But after President Trump and Vladimir Putin of Russia ended inconclusive peace talks, Ukraine was left in a terrible position. A call a few hours later from Mr. Trump filled in some of the gaps. President Vladimir Zelensky of Ukraine said the phone discussion, which included European leaders, had been long and substantive and covered the main points of the talk. But even as Mr. Zelensky's statement suggested a potential path towards peace, a public statement by Trump later on Saturday morning raised questions about whether such an opening would be too heavily tilted toward Russia for Ukraine to accept. It gets even crazier. Let me just read this. Putin said that in order to make a, quote, settlement lasting and long-term, we need to eliminate the root causes of the conflict in Ukraine. Now, his proposal was one that Putin has not budged from. It's his longstanding position that Ukraine should withdraw from four regions partially occupied by Russia, Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia, and give up its efforts to join NATO. I just want to say this as simply as possible, because a lot of Trump supporters watch my videos and troll me in the comments. Listen, if you cede any sort of land to Putin, he is such a bad faith actor. As I said at the beginning of the video, he will relaunch his invasion within 5 years. Within 3 years, he will relaunch his invasion and he will take more land. He will not be done. He will not be satisfied until he has all of Ukraine, and he has said as much. So he's literally rewriting history, hoping that Trump stays blind, hoping that he can make a deal with Trump, and then Trump, if he makes this deal, will be so naive that he doesn't realize Putin will just rearm, get the economy of Russia in a better shape, and relaunch the invasion. That's why Zelensky has ruled out ceding territory, this reads, saying it would embolden Russia to invade again in the future, as it had in 2022, 8 years after illegally invading in 2014, and 6 years after illegally invading Georgia in 2008. It is their tactic to invade a country, pause the war, reinvade, pause the war, and Trump is falling for this tactic. Putin also urged Ukrainians and Europeans to not throw a wrench in the peace process. Trump remained silent as his guest spent about 8 minutes addressing the media. So Putin is now urging Ukrainians and NATO. He's now being, honestly, a master manipulator and saying, don't you guys throw a wrench in our peace process. But the peace process are just two dictators trying to make sure the land grab works. Then Putin and Trump walk out. They give this presser. Putin speaks first, which is not the norm, by the way. Putin speaking first, making all of the press throw on their headsets, shuffle to get their headsets on, that's not the norm. Even Fox News hosts were saying as much. So this is all a disgusting display, and I am sick of Trump supporters trying to run defense for this, run defense for the absolute weakness that we are seeing on a day-to-day basis. More documents are leaking. We know that this was a terrible press conference. Let me just repeat the headline one more time. The joint presser, which wasn't a presser, was supposed to go for an hour, and it went for about 7 to 9 minutes. They were supposed to have an expanded lunch meeting. It got canceled. Nothing was conceded by Putin. And I'll leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you on the next video. You can check out the merch below. No kings. And peace out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.